Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join us on tonight. I hope that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord on tonight. I'm the host, but I will not be bringing the word tonight. The word of the Lord will be brought tonight by the woman of God, Prophetess Pace. Father God, use her mightily on tonight. God bless everybody that's listening in. In the name of Jesus. The song that just played, that was I Held On by Shara McKee. With that being said, the next voice you will hear is that of Prophetess Pate. Prophetess Pate, you're on the air.
Hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I want to thank and praise God for my sister on tonight. Thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy. I want to thank and praise God for his word on tonight. Most of all, I want to thank and praise God that how he just blessed us throughout today. I want to thank and praise God even now. And I want to let you all know that the storm is over now. And we have to thank and praise God. Thank God that your storm is over. Storms can be in many ways, and whether we know it or not, it don't all have to be dealing with a tornado or a hurricane. That don't always have to be a storm in your life. Storm in your life could be sickness, or could be you're battling with something that you can't even handle. Storm come many ways. Storm can come many ways, and I thank and praise God on tonight that your storm is over now. And I want to let you all know that I want to thank and praise God for the woman of God. I will not pray because she had already prayed, but I will do it afterward. But I want to thank and praise God for everything tonight. And I pray that I can say something that can encourage y'all, that you all can be able to relate to, that God can be able to heal you, heal your pain, or heal your hurt, that God will be able to dry the tears away, that things will be able to come through for you. I want to thank and praise God for how he began to speak with me on today, how he began to show me things, and I thank and praise God for the storm. God has even told me, daughter, storms can come in many ways. It don't have to be a storm can come through a family member. Storm can be that you can have financial difficulty. There are so many storms out there, but God wants us to know how to go through them. In order for you to know how to go through them, you got to know God. You got to trust him that he will do it. You got to believe God, and if God is who he say he is. And I thank and praise God even now. We all know some of us experience some storms. I'm going to talk on the spiritual storms, and then I'm going to talk on the physical storm first. And I thank and praise God for all of those lives that were spared up in Texas. And I also want to thank and praise God that all the lives that were spared in some parts of Miami, Florida. And I want to thank and praise God that how the lives were spared in Louisiana, some parts of Louisiana. And I thank and praise God even how God began to do things. And sometimes things happen and we don't know why they happened. And then we'll go to blaming ourselves or saying what I'm going to do or why if I had done this, if I had done that right. Maybe the storm would have came through, and maybe I wouldn't have lost everything. I said some things that I should never have said. I talk a certain way that I should not have talked. Or I done some things that God was not pleased with. But that wasn't what it was. God had to bring a storm. A storm came through for a reason. And they are not of God. But some things come through just only to make us and to build us to that place where God will have for us to go. God also will cause Satan to bring a storm. According, the storm will make you come through and make you, it will bring more blessings to you. some people go through storms that their eyes could become open to whatever God calls for them to be. God may call you to step out in your ministry, and you're being lazy, and you don't want to move like God say. And God word say up in Proverbs that lazy people, that you can be so lazy that you don't even want to, you won't even put food in your own mouth. That's the word of God. And God sometimes have to allow things to come through to cause us to not be lazy, to cause us to get up and do what he would have for us to do. Some won't even work and have the ability to work. Some won't even get up and try to do anything. But the storm comes. Some can come. Some have the big head. And some that they don't appreciate God more than they do. They reverence stuff. They give praises to what they have, and you don't know. I thank God for how he just began, and I thank and praise God. Now everybody that went through the storm, a lot of people wasn't bad, and a lot of people wasn't good either. Some of the good people that was saved, some Christians, but God is given to store you up for a blessing that's for you. And I pray all the time, and I ask God to restore back what people lost. God can restore stuff back. He can restore stuff back to us, and it can be 30, 60, and 100-fold than what it used to be. But God can, you cannot receive your life back. So you ought to be able to be thankful that you have your life, that you can get up and you can begin again. You can get up and you can give yourself to God no matter what. And then you can reach out to God. Some people don't even know. Some people was not even introduced to God until the storm came. Sometimes God would say he have a way of bringing people to him, trying to tell his people something. God is letting us know that he's near. God is letting us know that it's time for stop worrying about us. It's time for stop worrying about stuff. It's time for stop looking at the and pointing fingers at the he's and she's, and stop pointing fingers at the who wrong and who right. God wants us to know that it's all about him. He's a jealous God, and God wants us to reverence him. And the storm is only to come through to bring us to that part where we're supposed to be. If you have lost some things, God is going to get ready to restore back. But during the time while God is restoring you, restoring you, give him thanks. You may say, well, I lost everything that I had that was more precious to me. But God is even precious. And I thank and praise God that how he just used the storm to bring people together, to bring people closer. We had a big old thing not long ago in some states where the white people and the black people, where people were fighting against races and where people were fighting against certain things that because of a flag, and the flag represent this and it represent that. And all the chaos and all this stuff was going on that God is not pleased with. God knows no color. He's no color. God knows no. He have no respectable person. What he do for one, he'll do for the other one. And I thank and praise God that I know God can come and rebuild. I remember when I was a young girl, and me and my siblings, we was home alone one day, and God called. It was a tornado come through. My mom was at work. My dad was at work. We was left home, and we was in a trailer. And I never will forget how the tornado come through, and it begins to rip half of the roof off top of the house. And God spared our lives, and God didn't allow nothing to happen to us. And I thank and praise God, we didn't lose anything, but we did have a lot of things damaged. And God began to even bless and begin to restore and begin to give us something greater than what we had before. So some of you all may lost your home, or you may lost the car. God is getting ready to bring you something greater. But he wants you to reverence him when he give you these things. He don't want you to put these things before him. Let's give glory for what, who he is. God wants us to reverence him. He's a jealous God. We look around and we see so much happening. We see so much things are going on around us. But God is getting ready to bring you through the storm. Your storm is over now. Your storm is won't be there alone. Maybe you're maybe sick in your body, and that's the storm. You have to speak to it according to the word of God. The word of God told the storm to cease, and he told the wind to be still. He spoke to it, and it was still, and he told the cease to cease, and it ceased and went back. I thank and praise God that if God can speak to the storm, then so can we can. So can I. So can you. God said in the word that once we become his child, that we are the same. We have the same power that he has. We can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will be moved. And I thank and praise God in your life. It's just you may seem like you lost everything, and you have nowhere to go. But God said, whether the storm is over, I'm getting ready to come through. I'm getting ready to bless you. God is going to bless you with that home. God is going to bless you with that car. God is going to bless you with the things that you lost, clothes and other things that you need. God is going to bless you with food. Some people is homeless. God has said you won't be that way always. And I want to let you know, in the spiritual part of brew, we are, some of us are homeless when it comes to the word of God. We know we can get up in the morning time, and we don't even say thank you, Lord. We just let our feet touch the floor, and we just go and doing our day. We don't even give chance to say, Lord, help us. The Lord guide me through today. Lord, what do you want me to do today? Lord, open up my eyes that I may see clearly today. Lord, let me be able to hear you today. God, even guide my footsteps. We get something. We go on through the day like this, like everything is all right, like there's nothing. Okay, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do this today, and I'm going to do that today. I'm going to do this, and it's always But we never say if the word of God say if it's God's will. Because if we don't say if it's his will, it won't be done. Because God's will is going to be done. What I say I'm going to do, what you say you're going to do, God's will will always be done. It's in his word where he wants to reverence him. And I thank and praise God. Sometimes we lose our faith by not keeping our eyes on the Lord. I look at the story of Peter when he was doing fine, long he kept his eyes on God. And when he kept his eyes on God, long his eyes were looking towards the heavenly ways and looking towards God, God had him. But just the minute he lost his faith, he began to sink. He began to call on God, and God began to rescue him. The wind picked up a little bit. He got scared. The wind, the water waves began to come a little stronger. He went to go, oh, I can't walk no more. Or he got scared. He began to sink, and God began to come to his rescue. And I thank and praise God. That's how some of us are in the spiritual realm. We long everything is well with us. We're fine. But every strong wind, every deep wave come our way, we was to tuck up, and we was to whine, and we was to go on about our business, and we was to call on help when we ain't calling on the main one that can help us, and that's Jesus. God wants us to have faith in the storm, and I was going through. So the storm is over. So now God wants you to trust him now that the storm is over. Now he wants you to trust him. You got no other choice but to trust God for everything you need. You need a home, Bill. God, I need you. God, I don't know where this is coming from. God, I lost everything. And, Lord, I don't have no family members to help me. God began to send you someone to help you. And you begin to tell God, well, God, I love you, Lord. Well, Lord, if you do this for me, Lord God, I will stay. I will give you all the praise. That's how we do even now in the spiritual realm. God, if you do that in time, God bless. And Lord, if you bless me with a job, I'll give you that 10% that goes to you, or I'll give you a little bit more. Oh, God, if you bless me with a home, Lord, I will go and to your house and I will worship. We tell God all of these things, and when we get to God bless us and we get all of these things, we forget about who he is. And I thank and praise God for how he just let me know that the storm is not what the storm is always going to be in some of our lives, because we never begin to get up and get out of the storm. Sometimes the storm is over, but some of us can repeat the storm by living it the same thing, because we don't never want to get out of the shape that we're in. We don't never want to cease. We always wanted to keep doing everything our way. The storm is over only if you allow God to step in, only if you allow God to help you through the storm. Be like Peter. Let's trust God. Peter lost his faith. We got to have faith. And I thank and praise God. I thank God for the man that Noah, he had faith. God trusted Noah. And God chose Noah to build that boat, because God knew it was some hard-headed people. They didn't want to listen. They was hard-headed. They were stiff-necked. God told Peter, told Noah to build the ark. And when you build it, he told him how long, how wide, how tall. He told him even what type of thing to build it with. And people were calling him crazy, and they were calling him old drunk, and they was calling him bald-headed and everything. But them same ones that began to talk, them was the one missed the boat. God began to tell them, put everybody on there, but nobody but your family. And you put them on too, and you get them all on there. And then you take the animals two by two. And even after God began to instruct Noah, began to build the ox, and God began to send a rain, and it rained 40 days and 40 nights. And the rain began to cover the earth. And so all of these things are happening because people didn't want to obey God. And this is what God is saying to his people today. The storm is over only if you allow it to be over. Only if you only obey the word of God. Obey God. God wants all of us. He don't want part of us. I see a lot of time we quote scriptures, we go to church and we sing and we do all of these things. And those are good if you mean it from your heart and if you love God like you say you love him. But God tired of the playing in the church. God tired of the people being mistreated. God tired of people lying. God's tired of people manipulating people. God is tired of the sin things that are going on. That's why he died. And I thank and praise God for his word. I thank and praise God. Even the three Hebrew boys, God, they was in a storm. And God began to bring them through the storm with what they was in. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God even for how he told Moses and his brother, he directed Moses to go to Pharaoh, tell him to let my people go. The people, the children of the Israelites was in a storm. And in the storm, they would begin to set free. It took them years, but they could have been set free earlier, all because of being hard-headed, disobedient, they want to obey God. God, all he wants us to do is to obey his word, is to trust him. Your storm is over. Storm is over. Don't go back into where you used to be. Give God what's due to him. Trust God in everything that you do. Love on God. Tell God, yes, thank God for sparing your life. Thank God for giving you another chance. Thank God for the blessing that's coming to you. Thank God for that new home, that new car, that finance. We even have storms in our finance. Some of us get paid one month from another, and we can't see our way through. The meal bear, as my grandmother used to say, the meal bear, it get empty, it get low. and you came to her to see your way, but God began to bless. Thank God that the storm is over. God has begun to bless you. And with the finance, it's coming. It's coming. Just trust him. And some of you in a storm in your family, they don't know. There are some are out there. They're on alcohol or they're a drug addiction or some are running away. Or there's confusion in your family. That's a storm, but God says it's over. He wants you to trust him in everything that you do. Love on him. Give him what's due to you. I thank and praise God that every storm in my life, I begin to tell the wind to cease. I begin to tell the wave to be still. I begin to speak to the storm, and God began to allow the things to come. That's what happened when he spoke to it. It's come, and it did what God said do. So trust God in it. Trust God. Thank God that you went through your storm, and now it's over. Now God wants you to trust him that you will go on through. Go on through. Go on through. Thank God that you are able to give. Ask God for faith. Ask God for his, give you his word of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Ask God to help you to trust him like never before. Sometimes we do the things that cause things that, and we know the word of God say don't, but we don't. We disobey God so many times. God love us enough to he forgive us for everything that we do. He do, but God want us to trust him no matter what. I thank God for everything on tonight. I thank God for all of the listeners. I thank God for the ones that gonna listen to the. We pray. I just thank and praise God on tonight and want to let you all know that the storm is over. The storm is over, but only you can stop the storm from coming again. Only you can trust God no matter what. I thank God for the food that's being restored back to you. I thank God for the homes that's going to be restored back to the ones that lost home. I thank God for the clothing, the things that you need, that God, the water, the lights, and everything will be stored back. I thank God for finance going to line up. The cars will be replaced. I thank God most of all that people have turned to him and they trust in him to save their lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now, God, for your word say, God, that, Lord God, how you spoke to the storm, and the storm began to go back into the sea. And, Lord, I thank you even tonight, God. I ask you to bless my sister, bless my brother, bless them each, Lord God. And, Lord, I ask you to thank you for restoring back what they have lost. Thank you, God, for giving, bringing those that didn't know you to you, God. Now, Lord God, give strength in them. Give them a relationship with you. Give them wisdom, Lord. Give them knowledge and understanding that they will keep your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bind every financial storm. I bind every sickness, Lord God. I bind, Lord God, every hands of the enemy that's trying to stop my sister or my brother to being who you called them to be. Lord, I bind everything, God. Lord, I thank you for restoring back what the enemy stole from them, God. I thank you, Lord God, for being who you are and what you are to us, God. Now, Lord God, as I get ready to close it out, God, Lord, I bind every hands of the enemy, every hands of the enemy that's trying to come on attack. And, Lord, even now, God, I ask you, Lord God, if it's your will, let your will be done. We speak to the sea even now, as they send two more storms by to cease into on the earth. But I command and I decree and declare it, Lord God, that we speak to the sea, that it will not, Lord, that it will go back into the sea where it belongs. There will not be another storm. I bind it in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for who you are and what you are. And, Lord, thank you for your blessing that have been restored to all of those that lost. And, Lord, those that lost their life, God, strengthen the families, God. And, Lord, give them peace of mind, God. Lord God, help them, God, to rebuild in Jesus' name. Touching Texas, God. Touching Florida, Miami, Florida. Touching some part of Louisiana. And I think it was some parts of Alabama, God. Touch those places in those areas, Lord God. That's what affected by the storms, God. And I decree and declare that everything in your name, Jesus, will be done. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Now I turn you back over to Prophet Stacy.
To God be the glory. Thank you tonight for Prophet Stacy and that powerful word that she brought. The storm is over. Somebody get that in your spirit tonight. The storm is over. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone designing prayer via Blog Talk Radio, just mash one and I will be glad to pray with you. Mash one on your phone if you desire prayer. If not, I'd like to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in tonight. If at any time you need prayer or private Bible-based consultation, you can always reach me by texting or calling 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmailcom. If you're listening under the sound of my voice and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you desire to do so, repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner, but I do believe that Jesus is Lord and that you raised him from the dead. And I ask you tonight, Father, to resurrect my life, to touch me in areas where I'm torn down, to touch me in areas where I'm broken. Help me come together and behold the way that you want me to behold. In the name of Jesus, touch and rebuild my life. And for that, Lord, we give you the glory. If you pray that prayer with me tonight, I would appreciate if you go to prolificfireministry.com. There you will find more about salvation, and you will find 16 benefits of salvation. Also, you can keep in contact with the ministry through the website if you desire to do so. For those of you on Periscope, I know you haven't seen me in a couple of weeks. I truly apologize. Everything is fine. But with my new router box, my new internet system, I cannot get a Periscope signal. So looks like I'm going to have to do something different. But all is well, and I thank each of you that could for tuning in on tonight. If you want to keep up with me on the internet, you can do so by following me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy, like my Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page, also my personal Facebook page at Prophet Stacy. Join Prophetess Pay back here on Prolific Fire when she will be doing what she does best, praying. She will be praying. The woman of God is anointed to pray, so she will be here on Prolific Fire, same place, same time, praying. Just call the number that you called on tonight, 347-426-3782. She will be praying, same time, same place. Also, if you can't wait till Monday night, you can also always catch her on Faith on the Line, where she will be praying, because we can't never get enough prayer. You see, our storms are coming back to back. We need to pray. We need to pray. So join up a Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pay. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. Or you can follow her on Periscope at Natasha C. Pate 24. Natasha C. Pate 24. Pate is P-A-T-E. With that being said, thank you once again, everybody, and have a blessed night. To God be the glory.